I feel prayed up, so I'm not going to pray again. God doesn't forget. So today we're going to focus on the third law from our book, The Seven Laws of Love. And today we're going to talk about love speaks truth. And if you notice my t-shirt, it says truth matters a lot. And I think it does. And I want truth to be a part of my legacy. In today's world, the word truth has been mixed in to mean a person's opinion or personal belief. How often have you recently heard someone say, well, my truth is? We're going to sort this out by first looking at the definition of truth according to two different dictionaries. The Merriam-Webster Dictionary says, the meaning of truth is the body of real things, events, and facts, or actuality. In the Oxford English Dictionary, truth is defined as the true facts about something rather than the things that have been invented or guessed. In referring to verses Joshua, Hosea, and Romans, the C.S. Lewis Institute says about truth, truth is whatever is in accordance with the way in which God created the world. And truth is more than just facts and appearances. Truth is knowledge of what is right in God's sight rather than man's alone. Perhaps in today's culture, you have also heard the phrase, speak truth to power. This phrase does not appear in the Bible. It is a modern expression attributed to the American Quakers in the 1940s. I bet none of you knew that fact. However, either did I. However, the concept is illustrated throughout the Bible. The Old Testament provides instances of prophets challenging powerful figures. Nathan confronted King David after his actions regarding Bathsheba and Uriah, and Elijah stood against King Ahab's idolatry. The scripture speaks very clearly to the ideas of telling the truth. We have a new slide. Thank you. Oh, you've made those so nice. Joshua, thank you. Exodus 20:16, our ninth commandment, prohibits giving false testimony against your neighbor. In other words, tell the truth. Psalm 34:13 tells us, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from telling lies. Proverbs 12:22 says, the Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy. And Zechariah 8:16 says, but you must be truthful with each other, and in court you must give fair decisions that lead to peace. The New Testament continues this theme. John the Baptist challenged King Herod's marriage. Jesus publicly rebuked the hypocrisy of the Pharisees and religious leaders in Matthew 23. The apostles, when standing before the Sanhedrin, declared their commitment to obeying God over human authority. Ephesians 4:15 says, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ. So this is what we're going to focus on today. Truth is to be treated delicately, wisely, and always told in love. One of the marks of a true friend is a commitment to be the one to speak a painful truth. Sometimes it may be small, such as your friend has spinach stuck in her front teeth, and everyone's looking at her. But, of course, there are bigger, much more serious truths that you may have to address with a friend, family member, or spouse. We know that Jesus said in John 8:23, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You may groan when you hear that because it's so hard. But this statement by Jesus is a powerful principle for healthy relationships. In our book, The Seven Laws of Love, the author makes the following statements. Honesty always paves the way to intimacy. When a problem is hidden, there's nothing you can do to fix it. Once it's out in the open, it is always better than a hidden lie. No, I'm sorry, I read that wrong. I'm gonna say it again. When a problem is hidden, there's nothing you can do to fix it. Once it's in the open, the healing process can finally begin. A painful truth is always better than a hidden lie. The truth might be expensive at times, but it's always worth it. Get this next one. Selective honesty is the same as dishonesty. And lastly, when we give a tiny foothold to justify deceit in our minds, it quickly opens the door to destruction. Now, we've talked about what truth is, and how important it is to be a truth seeker and a truth teller. Now let's talk about how we can apply the principle of love speaks truth. Our author, Dave Willis, gives us three criteria to help guide us along as we speak truth through love. Pardon the expression, but you're going to love this. TKN. What does that mean? TKN stands for true, kind, and necessary. So when you're going to say something to someone, it has to be true, not your opinion and not your personal belief. You have to say it in kindness. Ephesians 4:32 says, "Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." And three, it has to be necessary to say. In other words, what you say is imperative to help change an outcome. That's a new thought for me, or at least it was. Now it isn't anymore. Okay, I visualize these three criteria as sitting on a seesaw. New slide, please, Joshua. There we go. Okay. If all three criteria are being used correctly, the seesaw is balanced, as you can see that guy on the seesaw. However, if the seesaw goes up at one end and down at the other, then you have to look at why. And it means I either told my opinion rather than the truth, or I've said something that's not necessary, or I've been unkind in my delivery. Let me share with you a true example. My family and friends know that I have very compromised eyesight due to multiple eye issues and surgeries. This results in my having a very difficult time reading a book or magazine due to small print. My solution is to read on my Kindle where I can increase the font size. Because this accommodation isn't always obvious, I have a friend who likes to either share books with me or buy books for me. Of course I know she means well, and I take no offense to receiving books. However, they are costly for her to buy and useless for me to receive. I finally had to tell her, here's how the K, I didn't have to tell her how the TKN principle works, but I had to apply the TKN principle. This is what I said. I need to share something with you. I love your generosity in buying books for me, and I love the books you choose. However, due to my poor eyesight, I cannot read them. I must use my Kindle reader. I plan to download the books you gave me, and I know I will enjoy them. But I'm telling you this because I don't want to see you spend your money on a lovely gift that I cannot enjoy. So hopefully you heard from that I told her the truth, I said it in kindness, and I felt it was necessary. Here's another example. You have recently met someone who you are getting to know as a friend. She has invited you to go out for lunch a couple of times. It's been enjoyable both times you've been out, but she has forgotten her wallet both times, and you have had to pay for her lunch. Hopefully that hasn't happened to you. Now she's texted you to ask if you're available next week to go to lunch. What do you do? Of course you apply TKN. What other choice do you have? So in your text, you say yes, but tell her ahead of time in kindness what is true and necessary. So in your text, you'll say, I would love to meet you at Town Bakery for lunch, but I need you to know that I will not be able to pay for my lunch and yours. If this is a problem, I completely understand. If not, I look forward to seeing you then. And then start praying that she brings her wallet. All right, here's an awkward example. You observe on several occasions an acquaintance's friend's son dangerously riding his e-bike. He's not wearing his helmet, he's riding way too fast, and riding in the wrong lane. So, what are you going to do? You're going to call her, and of course, you're going to apply TKN. So, you call her and you say, I want to tell you something that may be awkward to hear, but I really like you and want to give you some information that I think you will want to know. On several occasions, I have observed your son riding his e-bike in a dangerous manner. He was not wearing his helmet, riding too fast, and in the wrong lane. I'm not trying to tattle on him. As far as I fear for his safety, I believe you would want to know. So that's the best you can do. And if she gets mad at you, if you did it correctly, that's all you can do. Now, what about situations that may be true but are not necessary to say? You observe that your granddaughter and her friends wear very tight dresses and short crop tops. By the way, I did not invite my daughter to this talk because she'd be mad at this example. So she doesn't know this. So if you know her, I mean my daughter, if you know my daughter, granddaughters, don't tell them. Okay, anyway, although factually the dresses are tight and the crop tops are short, this is the trend. Can you apply TKN? No. It is not necessary to say, because although it may be technically true, it's your opinion that you don't like the look, and saying so does not provide necessary information, as tempting as it may be. How about this one? You believe that your adult sister is gaining weight due to eating bad eating habits and eating too much junk food. Can you apply TKN? No. Thank you. You're learning fast. No. I hope it isn't because you've tried it and you've just found out the hard way. You don't have a sister. Okay, I don't either. Wow, I'm glad I don't have a sister. All right, why not? It's your opinion that she's gaining weight. It's none of your business, and it's not necessary to say because she knows what she eats. In a perfect world, TKN would be applied seamlessly. But I've got news for you. We are a broken people in a broken world. Therefore, all we can do is do our best. Keep a high standard for being a truth seeker and a truth teller. Know that people trust people who tell the truth. However, use discernment, wisdom, and love regarding when, where, and how you share painful truths with others. Make TKN your mantra. In wrapping up, I want you to think about what kind of legacy do you want at the end of your life? What stories do you want people telling about you a generation after your death? The decisions you make today are shaping future generations. Your legacy will be measured by your relationships, and your relationships will only be as strong as the trust your loved ones have in you. So go TKN. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Are we supposed to do that at our tables?
Yeah.
That hold
the,
yeah. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Well, hopefully that gave you a lot of food for thought. I know one of the things that Barbara wants us to do at our tables is maybe do some role playing. I don't know about you, but a couple of those little scenarios were going to be hard for me. So I know it's always fun to practice when it isn't so meaningful so that when we finally have to do something, we're a little bit better at it. So anyhow, I'll close with prayer. So if you bow your heads today. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this morning. Thank you so much for the companionship and the friendship and the love that we have around our tables. Hope every woman here feels wanted and included and part of something beyond herself. Thank you so much for Barbara's talk about truth and love. And we know that sometimes it's really hard for us, Lord. And we just ask you to give us your power and your strength to do these things that she talked about in kindness and love and honesty, and when it's necessary. Lord, help us to always speak the truth in love and to live a life of truthfulness. May our words and our actions reflect your truth and bring glory to your name. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Have a good discussion, everybody.